This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, boy.
Yikes. What's going on?
Turned down and in the wrong place. And time just flying by. Felt like I got the 10-minute warning, and then the 2-minute warning was 1 minute later.
Prepping is more fun than ever, everyone.
Oh, my God. Time just flies when you're having fun prepping. Happy Monday, you guys. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Monday. Ooh.
What a weekend.
There's nothing like not sleeping before you come into work.
I didn't sleep a wink either.
Why? Why can't we get to sleep on Sunday nights?
I don't know. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I don't. And last night, of course.
Because we're so excited to get in here.
No, I was excited about Big Brother. I watched that show and was up later than I should have been. And
you're on.
It was excellent. I loved it.
Yeah, it was. Hooman came over last night. We watched a couple of episodes.
You're back together?
We are.
Good.
We watched
gang's
our first
back.
The gang's all back. We watched the first two episodes of the second season of Goliath, which is it's on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
It's Billy Bob Thornton, and he's a lawyer. It's so good.
It is.
It's just so good.
Is he a good guy?
He is a good guy. He's a drunk. A very, very complicated character, just tortured. But he is, his heart's in the right place, and he's super smart, and it's really good. Twisted little story.
Poor Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, poor Lou Diamond. Don't say anything more about that.
Well, just his career as well.
He's also a lawyer?
No.
No, he's a bus boy.
He's a bus boy.
Come on.
What?
He's just a character.
This is how the mighty have fallen.
It's so funny because they flash to him and he's at this just seedy joint. And he's got the apron on, and he's bussing a table. And you're like, oh my God, is that Lou Diamond Phillips? He's a bus boy? Seems too old to be a bus boy.
He's a bus man.
But the show's so good. The first season of it, I mean, if you're, do you have to be like a Prime member? I don't know how you get Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Just have it on my TV. I don't know how
I saved
it got
a whole
there.
50 cents at Whole Foods. Yay.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get that Amazon Prime so you can save money at Whole Foods, buy something, and you're like, wow, 20 cents, great.
Trying not to hate that thing, but
it is a
bummer that Whole Foods sold to Amazon. It went from this cool, like, even though you know Whole Foods is everywhere and it's a big business, it still felt like your corner grocery store in a weird way. Like,
yes.
There's the guy with the big septum piercing bagging your groceries, and you're like, good for you,
right?
And now
bleep the man, you know. Well, now they're like,
they
now the guy with the septum piercings, all, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you want to hit
your app
right
now.
Here, and you're like, oh man, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got you too.
I was there and I couldn't, my phone wasn't like pulling it up, and so there I'm the guy in the front of the line going, I can't get my phone to. So everyone had to stop. We had to go on the Wi-Fi. Like, it took an extra 4 minutes.
Yeah,
I felt horrible for the people behind me.
It's a huge pain in the ass. Like, if you guys are going to make us do that and pull our phones out, and you need to be pumping Wi-Fi into that place. I don't know how Wi-Fi gets any place,
but
I assume they pump it. I just don't know.
Pump it real good.
It needs to be like one of those free things you automatically. It's just ridiculous. And it does. It holds the line up for sure. I mean, I've already got my phone out because I use Apple Pay there, but which is convenient because if you go.
You do?
It's nice because Whole Foods is at the end of this loop I walk. And so you walk the loop and then you stop at Whole Foods.
They got rid of some couple things that I used to love.
Oh, what are you talking about?
They used to have these Warrior bars that they used to sell there, these chia seeds Warrior bars. And now that, you know, they're owned by Amazon, they got rid of those. And they had this bottled water that I like. They got rid of that. And I'm like, do I write a letter? What do I do?
You don't write a letter.
Thanks.
Well, you asked.
Somewhere else.
You asked. I told you.
Go back to your rainbow.
I know. I gotta go back to the rainbow.
Well, anyway,
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon. Whatever. That's where you. That's where the video.
Trying to talk to you about Big Brother. It was good last night. Did you like
it? You know what? That's the only sleep I got last night.
You didn't like that episode?
After he left. No, I will like it when I watch it today. He left, I was, you know, because I was feeling tired.
Oh,
I was
Hooman
took off from the house, and so it's like, I don't know, 8:30 or something. And I'm like, okay, let's watch Big Brother. And I totally drifted off during it. I'm like, this is great. I'm obviously going to get a great night's sleep. It's 8:30 and I'm falling asleep. And so I said, I'll watch it tomorrow. And I got up and I got ready, went to bed, laid there.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. And laid there.
Good for
and
you.
Laid there.
You got to love that.
Oh, my God. It's the best. I probably drifted off for a while, but mostly it seemed like I just laid there.
Yeah, me too.
Waiting.
Yeah.
What the F is going on? What is
horrible.
That?
It's the schedule.
Every Monday.
Anytime you pull yourself off your schedule, you're asking for the trouble getting
and
back on it.
I went way off the schedule this
weekend. Oh, you raged?
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it.
There's nothing to tell. I just, you know me. I'm a weekend binge drinker.
So you got ripped Friday night and Saturday night.
I wouldn't say I got ripped either night, but I definitely was up late playing cards both nights. And
both nights?
Yeah.
With the cards?
Well, we have a standing Friday thing that we, you know, because these games take forever, so we have this long-ranging game. And with Joe and Ariane. Uh-huh. And then on Saturday, the whole Pat, Marianne, just like these, and their children, who are now all grown.
Right.
Everybody came over and we barbecued. It was fun.
Good.
Good time. Yep.
That sounds great.
I know. We haven't hung out with them for a while.
Pat and Marianne.
I was dying to see them.
And they're good.
They're great.
Didn't you see them 4th of July?
I did. That
Wait
was
a minute. You barbecued
ago.
What? Vegetables?
Yeah. They have
tofu.
Veggie burgers. They bring their... Yeah. But she will eat salmon. So John made salmon burgers. And, those are freaking delicious.
He doesn't eat salmon, though.
I think he will eat fish, but he would prefer a veggie burger. And they have this certain veggie burger that they like. Mm-hmm. So they bring their own. I was
That's
good. She goes, I'll just pick them up. I'm like, great, because I wouldn't want to get it wrong.
I love veggie burgers.
Certain ones I actually really enjoy as well. But for the most part, I'll just take a regular burger.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take some meat. I just... What did you do this weekend?
Nothing. Well, I went surfing all day Saturday. I had the whole...
How is the surf good right now?
Just got lucky.
Yeah.
It was just one of those weird moments.
It's been
where
pretty windy.
Right. And it wasn't on Saturday, and I got super lucky. Like, I was... I left the... Because the baby shower happened on Saturday.
Oh, God, that's right. How did that go? Oh,
I was not
it,
there for...
To send our thing.
I wasn't there for 1 minute of it. So I left early in the morning. And
your excuse to get out of the house.
I left early in the morning and was gone till the next morning. So I've just had...
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to say I had the best time.
Oh, did you stay at your other place?
Yeah. But I had a very good time.
Were there a bunch of people at your house all night?
They were there late. Oh. Her and her girlfriends hung out late, yeah. Or I don't know the whole thing, but it was good for everybody involved.
Mm.
She didn't have me going, are these people still here?
Right.
Are you kidding me? It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Everybody on the road.
Gonna sit on the couch and watch a movie soon.
So she got this. She sat around the fire pit apparently, and they all...
Oh, that's great. Did they do s'mores?
Whatever they did, I wouldn't know. I wasn't there, but I had a fantastic time. The day went by so freaking fast that I thought, how was it 9 p.m. already?
And then you went to your apartment and crashed?
No, I mean I was at my apartment the whole time.
Oh.
I mean, I left to go surf.
Right, right. Oh, I see. Oh, then you just hung out there.
And I was back there
and
played some guitar.
No!
And
did you learn the AC/DC song?
No, I didn't do
I'm
that.
I'm ready to sing. I think that would wake me up.
Yeah,
what?
Do
Come
it.
On, Vinny. Let's
do
get
it.
Woken up by singing
so,
AC/DC.
What? No.
Oh.
So I made this great meal for myself.
Oh, what did you make?
Avocado and egg burrito.
Ooh.
It was killer.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it was delicious.
Put a little cheese on that?
I did. Mm. Yeah.
Some hot sauce?
Hey, have you ever had almond milk?
Mm.
Well, you make that face.
I don't love nut milks.
I'm and surprised how much.
I think I'm allergic to almonds.
What?
They give me headaches and they make my throat kind of close up a little bit. Like, I really think I can't do almonds.
Huh?
Yeah. Because I love them. Like, John always has almonds around, so I'll take a handful. And then I have a headache and I'm like, like, I think I can't eat those. But I don't love nut milk, so you like nut milk.
Well, I just finally sort of got over it and said, all right, I'll try it. You know, because there's some gluten thing happening at my house, which I will not participate in. And then there's this almond thing happening, which I'm sort of like, it's out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, I barely touch milk as it is.
Yeah.
I don't need to bother with that.
What do you
put it in
it
some
in?
Cereal.
And you liked it?
And was all, wow, that's pretty good.
Does it taste
it doesn't,
almondy to
no,
you?
No, it tasted...
Milky.
Yeah. Mm. It's fine.
I've been thinking about it, but I just...
The main reason I'm thrilled with it is it lasts way longer than regular milk does.
Right. How, it can just sit in your fridge.
Does it?
So you could put it in the fridge and you don't have to think like, oh man, I bet that's expired.
You can use that, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a lot more expensive?
I didn't look.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs.
I mean, you know, it was a Whole Foods thing, so I'm sure I spent.
So I'm sure it was expensive. It's $9.
$10, right? Yeah.
I'm sure I spent. But yeah, I just had a really good day, and then yesterday that I had to sell my truck.
Oh, you sold it?
Oh, you sold it. So you sold the truck and not the Prius.
No one wants the Prius.
No one wants the Prius.
No one.
So let's hear about
it. I'm never going to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're right.
There are so many Prii on the road.
Isla's car.
It's too much.
It's just a bummer, man.
It's such a bummer.
I can't believe you sold that truck.
I didn't want to.
Why did you then?
Because I can't have four cars in the house.
Just crash the Prius and get rid of it.
Throw it off a cliff.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
That sucks.
And you know what? The worst part. So this is the truth. Is I think I don't even know what's coming for me this next tax year. Like, it's gonna be bad news. Yeah, I'm nervous. I just sold my truck because of it. Like, I know that I've got, there's money's going to get tight.
I didn't want to think about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it, but it's not going to be good. Mm. So, yeah, the truck, some guy from Utah flew here and got it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's prime real estate you got rid of.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he's like, he called the minute the thing posted.
He's been waiting for a truck.
What's wrong with it? And I go, nothing's wrong with it. Why are the mileage so? I go, because I only use it to go surfing. Are you serious? And that's the price. I'm like, he goes, I'm going to fly out and get it. I was like, oh, man. Are you sure?
You know, that's
saying
something right there. Like, the dude looks at it and then gets on a plane and
him and his kid showed up for
it. It's crazy.
Were you happy with the amount you got?
Yeah. I mean, it was priced.
Well, when he's asking you about the price, you should have said, oh, no, that's a misprint. It's
$2,000
more.
No, it was priced correctly.
Zero.
I mean, I think that it was a good deal because the mileage was low and it hadn't been in an accident. And
it was perfect and you sold it.
Was this the right decision? This is very adult decision.
I don't like this decision. It's just put it on the pile of bad decisions. I can't believe you sold that.
What are you talking about?
I don't like it either.
He's still
surfing
though, right? So what car did you use for surfing?
The Prius is going to go to the beach now. That's all.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to park it like a block away from my surf spot.
Laugh at you.
And hide it. Like, park behind the billboard.
What are you talking about? I walked here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a super bummer. I love that.
Did you pray about this decision?
I didn't. I didn't think God wanted to hear anything about that.
He wants to.
So, yeah, the truck's got... That was a bummer. But it's done now, and that's good. So, you know.
Put it on the pile.
What are you talking about?
Put it on the pile. I feel like we should have discussed this more as a morning show
I think that he doesn't bring things up to us until after they're done.
I know.
Right.
Because he knows what we're going to say.
Because he knows it's a bad decision, yet somehow he's compelled to make it anyway.
You know, you don't go to people who don't have tattoos and say, what do you think about this tattoo before I go get it? They're going to tell you, don't do that.
Hold on. In our defense, no one has more cars than Bryn. No one.
That's true.
And no one has more cars than John. We have the most cars
of any morning show.
I do miss my truck. I had the same truck.
You did?
Uh huh. I loved that truck. But then I just wasn't using it as much as I should have. And now I'm like, every once in a while, I'm like, damn, I need a truck.
Why did you?
Yeah,
so,
that's why
you talk
Dom won't
to
give
us.
Up his life.
What year was your truck?
It was in 07.
Oh, okay.
It was back then, but it was still the same
right.
car.
I same mean,
same truck.
Truck.
But, you know, I can borrow my dad's, but it's always
well,
like,
Vinny doesn't do construction or anything, so he really was just using it for surfing.
Even for a move, though. Sometimes you have a couch to get rid of or whatever.
Oh, right. My neighbors borrowed it all the time, too.
Oh, man.
CanePerformance.com was always like, hey, yeah, it's free. Go ahead.
Why didn't you just sell it to them?
Go park it at their house.
I wouldn't
and
know,
then when you
but...
need it, you can use it.
I want to make a prediction.
Hey, speaking of them, let's. I can't take it. I just told you my heart is broken.
Dude,
so
our hearts are broken too.
I don't. You don't.
Right,
you don't
guys?
Need to like grind me into it. Okay.
I'm gonna.
And
make
Sarah
a
with her. Throw it on the pile of bed. You know, it's Monday morning.
Like, believe me, I'm
help
well
a brother
aware.
Out. Jesus. Mm.
I'm gonna make a prediction.
Their son.
He's already crying about it.
So are we.
Jeremy Kane, I think. He just tried to break the 13-year-old record for a mile and ran like a 4-minute something mile.
Did he break the record?
He didn't break the record, but he's about to do it. Anyway, this kid, these Kane people, CanePerformance.com and the fam, they're going to have Olympians. You'll hear the name in the Olympics, I guarantee.
Jeremy Kane.
Remember that, everyone. All right, back to your truck. I'm going to make a prediction. I say within a year.
The guy's going to text me and be like, this is the best purchase. Thank you so much.
Sucka.
I love your truck. You know what? It's so funny. I texted him late yesterday afternoon, and I was like, listen, I mailed in the appropriate paperwork, and he drove from here, from the San Jose airport, back home to Utah.
Of course.
And when I woke up this morning, there was a text that said, I just pulled into my driveway, and this truck is perfect. I love it. It drove great, and we just got home, and thank you so much. And I was just like,
You're like, frigga, frigga, frigga,
all right, is your prediction that he's going to get another one?
My prediction is within a year, between now and July of 2019, there will be a new badass, incredible truck in his driveway. And I'm going to say it, there will be four cars in the Hassan household.
I don't know about that.
No. Why would you say
he got rid of one? You know?
What I need to do is maybe do a bit where the Prius is jumping into the bay, and then I can write off the car, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the write-offs are gone. Right.
No, you still might be able to do... No, because of the new tax codes.
There's tax troubles
You'll
for everyone coming.
Get money off your mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, I think if your mortgage is grandfathered in, you do. I don't know. I don't read tax code. Dude, I can barely get through the prep. Reading this morning, I'm like, oh my God, if I laid my head down, I would be asleep in 1 minute. How come I'm so tired now, but I couldn't sleep all night? Why
yeah,
is
exactly.
that? What's up with that?
Yeah.
Is it like anxiety over trying to get to sleep?
Possibly.
Oh, what a pisser.
Yeah, you go.
I think it's just our schedule because there's really no reason for us to.
You don't even go that far off your schedule.
I do, though. I do. I was eating at 9 p.m. on Saturday night.
Yeah,
eating.
That's no good.
I was up till at least 11.
Oh my God.
I have a big announcement.
Oh,
wait a minute. Did you sleep with Mia Maestro?
Dun,
please
dun,
let that
dun,
be the
dun,
announcement.
Dun,
wait, hold dun. On. Everyone pray.
All right,
Lord.
Please let Human have got laid. His mood will improve. He'll have less people to forgive.
What are you talking about?
He won't be so combative.
Well, I was getting the big announcement. Well, now my big announcement is not that big.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, forget the big announcement.
No,
so,
the big
announcement. I went to the Sausalito Film Festival. We did the big Q&A. And then.
And how'd it go?
It went great.
Did you have 20 questions that you and her previously had talked about in advance so that she wasn't caught by any doozies?
Any extra questions I wanted to ask, she nixed. And she also, I brought her to the radio station on Sunday. We did an interview here.
Wait a minute, any extra? So she wrote the questions then?
She gave me three questions that she felt comfortable answering.
Only three? And then that was
that
it.
Interview
for the
Q&A. Is out.
It's a short interview because wants to hear the interview because the movie, everyone's there to see the movie. You know what I
Wait,
mean?
Wait, so it was before the movie?
Yeah, we did it before the
movie. Oh. Well, your questions would have been 100 times better than hers.
I know, but if I gave her like a question about, you know, tell me about the production schedule of the film.
Nobody wants to hear that.
You don't ask that. You ask if she's ever sat on a dryer to, you know.
No, the question
to get an orgasm,
Vinny.
Dry her jeans.
Wait, is it the dryer or the washing machine?
They'd be like, "Am I at the wrong movie?"
It's the washing machine.
It's the washing machine during
the spin
cycle.
Yeah, that's what you ask her. Did you ask her that?
No.
Oh my god,
dude, she's like super
hot. Is she super hot?
No, she is very.
Tell me about the production schedule.
She's very prim and proper. She's a prim and proper Argentinian.
Oh.
Anyway,
I thought those girls were wild.
Yeah, I thought they all did coke. No?
You know how when you certain talk
just kidding.
To certain
people of Argentina don't write. I was only kidding.
You know when you talk to certain people, they're very cordial, but they keep you at arm's distance.
Yes,
that's how it was.
Oh, so she was polite, but yeah. But then you went to dinner with her, and then you brought her here on Sunday
with your charm and wit,
yes,
and movie background. You're telling me you didn't. Thaw that ice right down to nothing. By later that evening, she wasn't sitting leg to leg with you.
Oh. No, not even close.
What does that mean? What does leg to leg?
Right beside you, thigh to thigh.
No, like this. See how the legs are?
No, you're not scissoring.
Scissoring. We were sitting. No, we were not
you
scissoring.
You scissored?
No. But when you said leg to leg, did you mean scissor?
I meant right next to each other with your legs touching.
Legs no. pressing against each other.
I don't
other.
Get it. How's that hard to... Oh. Okay.
Well, I kept it respectful, and I represented the station.
Oh, thank you.
In an A-plus manner. Yeah.
I'm glad you're cognizant of that at all times. You know, we are representatives of the Alice. All
right, my big announcement is, for those of you who are wondering, Yuzette did change her underwear on the weekend.
Oh, my God, shut up.
I was wondering that.
I was, too. Tell me everything.
Is that because you had to go to some Mercedes-Benz event?
Yeah.
No.
I saw your posts.
No.
Yeah, I saw a post of Johnny V. I'm like, she's at the location.
No,
she's on location today.
A picture.
Oh.
No, I did change my underwear and took a shower every day.
Oh, every day?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fail.
I know, right?
I know.
But the only reason I did go out of the house was to take the dog for a walk.
Well, yeah, that
so
has
that's
to
a
be
win.
Done. Sure.
Yeah.
Taking a dog for the walk is a win?
Yeah.
Yeah, because,
no, because that's the only time she left. She yeah. only did the things that she was going to have to do anyway.
Took her out like four times each day.
Any update on the crows?
Nah, I don't look at them anymore. I just don't look.
And then they don't.
They don't look at me either.
And the hair boy wasn't around?
Yeah, where's
the
hair
boy? No, I haven't
seen
him in a long time.
Yeah. Right.
They're keeping him in the attic. As we do with our embarrassing relatives.
Did you take your dog to the dog park?
No, I just took her around Redwood Shores, the area there.
So you just walk outside and let her pee and...
Walk around the path.
You do go off onto a path.
Just the short path.
Yeah. It'd be great if you had a little patio, then you could just kick her out there.
Oh, yeah, I'd kick my dog out.
Yeah, get out you go.
Nah, it's good.
How are your plants doing that you had all over your...
Oh, so good.
Really?
Yeah, I go out there a couple times a week and just,
Times a week?
Yeah, and just
water,
like,
them
and... water them and then take the little dry buds off and...
Oh.
Sweep it out.
Good for you.
I look at them sometimes. Just go. Oh.
It's tough having stuff that's out on a balcony that you don't like go out and hang out on mm-hmm. because you forget that stuff's out there.
Exactly. And then they die.
They look like, you know, just dead
up.
Things you've got on your porch.
Exactly. So I've been trying to keep an eye on those things.
All right. We're super late.
Let's do it.
I love catching up with you guys, though. It's funny how the weekend I'm always like, oh, I wonder what everyone did.
Well,
sorry you didn't get laid, Hooman.
Listen, the biggest bomb was dropped on all of us. We all feel like we had a big loss.
My truck.
Yes.
You missed my truck, too.
We all miss your truck.
I am worried about it.
So I used to pick up my buddy, and we'd jump in and drive out to the beach. And
you look cool in that truck, too.
Good times.
I'm worried about how you feel in the Prius.
It's not the same. It really isn't.
You should see the pained look on his face. Like, even when he told me that he sold it, like, his face crumpled.
You know, you pick up your friend, and there's punk rock playing on the pickup, and you laugh and tell stories on your way to go have the time of your life in the ocean. That's the pickup to me. The Prius is like,
I just, do you have to leave the hatchback open on the Prius to keep your surfboard in there? I don't understand how it
No,
fits
my
in
boards
there.
Are short.
Oh.
I don't ride. I normally
don't. Do you
don't
turn them sideways
long.
And put them between the front seats? Or is it they can fit all the way
the
in the
seats
back?
Down.
He has a surf rack on his roof.
No, I don't. It's oh, okay. they're my board's like 5'10". It fits no problem. Back just, there.
But your friend has a longboard, so you can't pick him up.
Well,
anymore,
I mean, so. We have ridden longboards before. We had the option before. Now we don't. Now we're that's gone. That drove to Utah.
Maybe your friend will get a truck.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'll ask him.
Oh, you'd be so jealous.
Will you buy us a truck? Yeah. Can I borrow it sometimes? Just to relive the good old days. Oh, man.
God, you love that truck.
Well,
I just don't know
you
what
know,
you're thinking.
Hey.
I had the Prius up for sale. No one called on it. The one guy who called on it offered me no money for it. I'll give you. It's kind of got high mileage. I'm like, yeah, it's written there in the ad. What do you want me to tell you? That's the mileage. All right, I'm going to offer you. I go, oh, my God. It would cost me $4,000 to let you leave with my car. Mm-hmm. At that price, I would have to pay off the rest of your loan. It's on my loan. I'm like, okay, I'm done talking to you.
That's what he said? It's yeah. on my loan?
Well, that's oh, my problem.
It isn't his loan.
It isn't his loan. He's right. But that's not the price I can sell that for. Get out of here.
Hey, Yuzette, Sarah, Bryn, and Vaughn just sent me a message telepathically that they'd like me to tell you.
Oh.
Telepathically.
You got it.
Boy, yeah,
you
I got really it. I got it from you guys.
Oh, you and Caitlin. This is great.
They all wanted me to tell you that they 100% approve you buying a new truck.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
I don't approve that.
Yeah. I approve that
because he sold the truck.
Yeah, there's
and
no
whether
truck.
It was right or wrong, it's gone. And he only has three cars, which is apparently the right amount.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a great decision. That's why you sent me that message telepathically.
I don't know if I sent that.
I'm sending you one now, too. You picking me up?
Ooh, wow. Wait a minute.
Oh, it's
ours. Ouch.
Sound
very good.
Woo, I'm going to duck.
KLLC, KLZHD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Al's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.